This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Democratic Party has endorsed Kamala Harris for president. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Democratic state lawmaker Nikita Ricks says she was in Joe Biden's camp, given that there's only a few months left until the general election. But she says she's glad the party is now uniting around Harris.
If it was an open convention, it would look like we were still undecided.
Ricks plans to attend the Democratic National Convention in Chicago this August. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There is still some uncertainty over Colorado's presidential ballot and who will represent the Libertarian Party, CPR's Andrew Kenny.
Back in May, the National Libertarian Party nominated Chase Oliver as their candidate for president. Normally, that would mean he would appear on ballots across the nation, but Colorado Libertarians had other ideas. They decided to select Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the Libertarian candidate here instead. The ensuing standoff may be settled by the rule of first dibs. State officials confirmed yesterday that Oliver got his paperwork completed first, and so he is set to appear as Colorado's Libertarian candidate after all. RFK may still appear on Colorado ballots as an independent candidate instead. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
State legislators say they want RTD, Metro Denver's bus and train operator, to provide more frequent and reliable service. A bill in the legislature to make some changes failed earlier this year, but members of the legislature who met this week on transportation issues say they are working on a new one. This is CPR News.